Wisconsin might end its Chapter 220 program. It started decades ago to integrate public schools in the Milwaukee area. A federal judge ruled in 1976 that they were unconstitutionally segregated. Governor Walker wants to phase out Chapter 220 over a 12-year period. He cites minimal participation. On Tuesday, the legislature's budget committee will vote. WUWM's Marty Michelson spoke with people who hold strong opinions about the program. About 100 children who live in Milwaukee board yellow school buses every day for a 45-minute ride to Mequon. They're participants in the Chapter 220 program. Jeremiah Howard steps off the bus at Homestead High School, where he's a sophomore.
I thought it was like a new beginning, like I get to meet new people.
Howard has been a student in Mequon-Thiensville schools since 7th grade. Before that, he attended Milwaukee Public Schools.
I was getting like C's, all C's in 6th grade. But then when I came out here the first year, I was actually pretty on point, at A's and B's, 3.0.
The teen says he doesn't mind being one of only a few African-American students in a predominantly white system because it's helping him concentrate on his education.
It gets you started like with finding a college and college applications and the essay and things like that. Stuff that can help you get into college, and they practice ACT plans like that. And
it has truly been a blessing for us, this program.
That's Howard's mom, Shaquila. She says peer pressure in MPS distracted her son.
With MPS, I think they look at more of what you're wearing, what type of shoes you got on, what type of clothing you have, instead of being more focused on your education.
Howard says she's sorry to hear that Wisconsin may end Chapter 220, even though her family would not be affected if it's phased out over 12 years. Her other two children also attend Mequon schools through the program. Superintendent Damond Mean says a handful of Mequon students have used it to attend MPS schools.
Young people who have lived in suburban communities, who've gone to the language immersion schools, who have attended Milwaukee School of the Arts, who have attended Riverside University High School. Milwaukee Public Schools have amazing schools and amazing educators who are doing great things for kids every day, and we have families who have accessed those amazing programs.
Means does not want Chapter 220 to end. He says it's the only program in Wisconsin designed to racially integrate schools. Terry Falk fears a return to segregated schools. He's a member of the Milwaukee School Board.
The real question is do we value having a multicultural, multi-ethnic society? And it appears at least the governor doesn't see much value in that, at least from an economic standpoint.
Falk expects the Joint Finance Committee to agree with the governor to end 220. Republican Representative Dale Coinga of Brookfield sits on the panel. He says the program has outlived its purpose.
There'll still be diversity in schools without having this program, because diversity in schools and their communities happen naturally over time.
And Coinga says Wisconsin's open enrollment program has helped integrate schools. It allows students to apply to schools outside their district, but does not have a racial component. He says over the past decade, minority enrollment in his Elmbrook School District has grown from 14% to 24%. In MPS, the student population is 86% minority. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.